It's not what Sunday morning worship is for. It's uncomfortable. Feels like what you might expect at an emergency parent meeting at high school. Something you might expect someplace where there's high risk, but not at church. Not here. This place is supposed to be different. Why would we think it would be different? We do, though. I wonder if we expect the church to be the place of Exodus. I wonder if we think about the church as a place where we are with the ones who left Egypt. A place where we can come to escape the fight and the danger of the world around us. And the fight and the danger of the world around us came among us. Right here. So why on earth would we deal with this on a Sunday morning? Wouldn't it be better if we handled this quietly like we've done before? Wouldn't it be better if we kept things quiet so that no one knows the ugly truth and we can continue to talk about safety and light? And well, this morning, we're answering that question by saying no. We will not keep quiet. And in fact, we are shouting from the rooftops, this is not who we are. And that, and the reason, is actually the substance of our text, which was chosen even before. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. Those who live in a dark land, the light will shine on them. And you shall multiply the nation and shall increase their gladness. They will be glad in your presence, and with gladness of heart, as with the gladness of harvest, the men will rejoice and divide the spoil. You shall break the yoke of the burden of the staff on their shoulders, the rod of the oppressor as at the battle at Midian. For every boot of the booted warrior in the battle tumult and the cloak rolled in blood will be for burning, fuel for the fire. For a child will be born to us. A son will be given to us, and the government will rest upon his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. And there will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. This is the story of Christmas. This is the story of salvation. It's the story of liberation. It's the story of peace and of light. And so on a day like today, we want to shout to the world that we are a place of light and not darkness. And those who walk in the darkness will see a great light, that they might see that they might see something that's different from what they are. That this place might be a place of hope. That this place might be light in the darkness. This is a place where you can come to get out of the darkness. And though from time to time we have shadows of darkness that appear here, we are a place of light. And this morning, I want to say to you, and I want to say to the world, that we are committed to light. That those who live in a dark land, the light will shine on them, and you shall multiply the nation, and you shall increase their gladness. This is that kind of a place. This is the kind of place where light prevails. The kind of place that when light prevails, it grows. That's the kind of church we want to be. An increasing, a growing church. That's what we want to be. The kind of place where gladness is increased. It says, they will be glad in your presence as with the gladness of harvest. harvest. It's not a gladness that we like readily understand. So think of it this way. Think of it as the fruit of your labor. It's that touchdown pass that wins the game. Yeah. You know, it's the commission check that you worked for. It's the first apple off of a new tree that you planted. It's joy. It's gladness. And that's the feeling. That's the gladness. That's what church ought to be. When we come together, it ought to be the feeling of, yes, that's it. It says, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil, the kingdom of God feels like victory. It's the feeling that you're coming home after winning and you're dividing up the prize with the ones who helped you get there. It's a great victory. But the question is, whose victory is it? Because it's not our victory. It's God's victory. But we have a huge stake in this victory because it's God who is fighting for us. It's on our behalf. It says, the text says, for you shall break the yoke of their burden and the staff on their shoulders, the rod of the oppressor, as at the battle of Midian. Listen to who we are. We are the oppressed. Listen to who we are. We are the ones who are forced to carry the load of another. Listen to who we are. We are the victims. We who were in darkness, were in darkness because people were holding us in the darkness. We were in the dark land because there were people who kept us from the light. We were in sorrow because we were under the thumb of the wicked. And you know the name of the thumb. Maybe it was addiction, or violence, or pornography, or abuse, or legalism, or any of a number of things. Whatever it was, you know the name. But here's the good news. It says you will see a great light, a beacon, calling out to us. But then there's better news. The better news is that the beacon is not static. He's not just standing away saying, come to me. The beacon has come to be among us. The light shines on us. It's not simply calling us forward, it's coming to us. And the ones who would by violence hold you back, the ones who with a rod, which a rod was a tool that they used for discipline and to beat slaves into submission, those who would with a rod hold us back, the ones who would put a yoke on our shoulders, the light is coming into the darkness, and he will fight for those. And woe to the ones who try to hold them in the darkness. Their rod will be destroyed, their yoke will be broken. And the ones who bear the marks of the oppressor will find freedom in the light, like slaves who are finally released. But sometimes the darkness encroaches on the light. The church, this church, is a place of light. And yet sometimes oppressors make their way in here. This morning, we heard about an oppressor who laid his heavy yoke on some little girls. And this isn't the first time that's happened here. And little girls are not the only ones who are oppressed. There are other oppressors here. There are those who would add guilt to sins that are forgiven. There are those who would impose law on your liberty. There are those who find joy in speaking behind their hands about you. There are those who bully their way through, trampling on the gospel. They are oppressors. Make no mistake, darkness finds its way into the light, even this light. But here's notice. We are a people who walked in the darkness, and we have seen a great light, and we used to live in a dark land, but the light of Christ has shone around us, and we recognize the darkness. And the sadness, the dark that the oppressors want to oppose, you, God, will multiply this nation. You will multiply this church. You will increase our gladness. And we will be glad in your presence, as with the gladness of harvest, as when men rejoice and divide the spoil. For you, our God, have broken the yoke of the burden and the staff on our shoulders, and you have broken the rod of the oppressor. Here is notice for all of those who want to oppress the ones who want to follow God. God fights for us, and he will win. It's not by our strength that we will prevail. It is by his. Listen to this. This is the victory, verse 5. For every boot of the booted warrior in the battle tumult, the cloak rolled in blood will be for burning, fuel for the fire. We can put down our swords. We can burn the boots that we use for battle. We can take off the clothes that we have that are stained in blood and throw them into the fire, because peace has come. Light has prevailed, and boots and bloody clothes are burned because the battle is over and peace has come. The light is a place where those who are oppressed can lay down their swords, because the oppressors do not oppress in the light. This is a place where captives are freed. This is not a place where darkness hurts. This is a place where hurts are healed. It's a powerful image. Today, we stand and we say, darkness has no place here. None. Today, we say, light, shine here. We say, God, whatever darkness you find, illuminate it. We say, God, whatever oppression you find here, break it. We say, whatever pain you find, heal it. Light, shine on us. That's the church. Don't you want to be a part of that church? The question, at least for me, is how? God, how are you going to bring light? How are you going to break the rod? How are you going to lift the yoke of the oppressor? How will you bring peace? And the answer is the season in which we live. Isaiah, the prophet, was speaking to a people who did not know freedom and who knew the rod of the oppressor. They knew the scars, they knew the pain, they knew the darkness. They did not know how God would deliver them. Would God deliver them with another prophet messenger? Would he deliver them with a militant Messiah? How would God deliver us? And the way they did not expect, verse 6, for a child will be born to us, a son will be given. And the government will rest upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. A child will be born, and the government will rest upon his shoulders, and he will rule over us, and he will lead a kingdom where oppressors have no voice. He will lead a kingdom where darkness flees. His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, and he will give wisdom to his people. And he will tell us how to live above the level of the darkness. He will inspire us to live in the light, and he will help us do so. He is Wonderful Counselor. He is mighty God. He is Yahweh in human flesh. He is the one who cast the stars into the sky. He is the one who gathered us from dust and breathed into us life. He is the one who has delivered us from the hand of the oppressors over and over and over again. And he is the one who will deliver us this day as well. And his power is great, and the oppressor has no match for him. He is wonderful counselor and mighty God and eternal Father. This baby is our Father. And we are his children. We are the ones whom he loves. And speaking as a father who has daughters for whom I would do anything to defend them, it is great comfort to know that God is Father. He is a wonderful counselor, mighty God, eternal Father, Prince of Peace. Those bloody boots, those bloody cloaks will be burned because the Prince of Peace has come. And when you come into this place, there is no need to do battle here. This is the realm of the Prince of Peace that's inspiring to me. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of darkness out there. There are a lot of people who live in the darkness. Isn't it about time that they saw a great light? This morning, we declare that Singing Hills is going to be a place that light will shine. This morning, we declare Singing Hills is a place that is ruled by a wonderful counselor, a mighty God, eternal Father, Prince of Peace. This morning, we say that all of those who are suffering in the darkness, we say to all of them, you may find refuge here in the light. And this morning, we say to all of those who would attempt to bring darkness among us, to those who would bring oppression among us, you will be stopped. This place is not ruled by you. This is sacred ground. This is the kingdom of God, and it is ruled by one who will break your rod. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish it. Today, this day, there has been an increase in the government of peace. The girls who were assaulted in these incidents, today, there has been an increase in their peace. And the girls who were assaulted in the previous one, today, there has been an increase of the government of peace. And to them, we say that this place is increased in peace today. And we want to make this a safe place. And we say to you, we are sorry that we let oppressors in this place. And we say to you, we are sorry that we did not protect you. And we are sorry that we let darkness prevail. But today, we are welcoming in the light. And we are asking God to come into this place, to establish his reign, to uphold it with justice and righteousness now and forevermore. And we are asking the Lord of hosts to accomplish that. I'm going to do something a little bit different this morning. And I'm going to ask you to do something a little bit scary. I want you to stand and be a part of light. Go ahead and stand. I want you to stand and say, I will stand for the light. I will live for the light. I will be someone whose light scatters the darkness. I will play a part in making Singing Hills a safe place for people. And I will do that because I will not oppress. I will not put my thumb on anyone. I will be about freedom. And I will watch for those who are running into this place from the darkness, and I will come alongside them, and I will encourage them, and I will be their refuge. And I will watch for places where darkness encroaches on this place, and I will let the light of Christ shine there. If you're willing to take an active part to make this place, to make Singing Hills a place of light, if you're willing to come and say, we will stand beside those who have been oppressed, and you will say, I will be a part of the light. If you want to declare that this morning, then what I'm going to ask you to do is to come down here while we sing. And then we're going to pray together.
What hope we hold this starlit night. Our King is born in Bethlehem. Our journey long, we seek the light that leads to the hallowed manger ground. What fear we felt in the silent age. 400 years, can he be found? But broken by a baby's cry, rejoice in the hallowed manger ground. Emmanuel, Emmanuel.
Father, we are the people of light. We are your children, and we are the ones who say today, we will stand with you against the darkness. And Father, we ask that you would help us to have eyes that see the darkness, even the darkness that it is among us, and let us bring the light of Christ to that. Father, help us to be a people who will lift up every rug and find the things that have been swept under there and hidden. And may the light of Christ, may the light of righteousness change those things. Father, may grace abound in this place. Amen. You may be seated. For unto us a child is born, and a son will be given, and the government will rest upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace, and that one will cast out the darkness.
Jesus.